God bless you, brother and sister. This is Iggy with Profound Truth Daily Devotionals. And today, I approach to you with a very important topic, finding your purpose in God's plan. Brother and sister, this topic means a lot to every soul that are in this earth today. And for that, let's read the scripture in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. The Lord said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Wow! What a beautiful it is, my Lord, that He has a plan with a future for you and for me. Have you ever wondered what is your purpose is? Brother and sister, I'm going to ask this question again. Have you ever wondered what is your purpose? Every life has a unique calling, crafted by the very hands of our Creator, Jesus. Discovering this purpose requires us to seek God earnestly. Brother and sister, I want to ask this question to help understand and respond about this important topic. What do you believe God is calling you to do in this season of your life? How can you align your daily actions with God's purpose for you? I want to share with you, brother and sister, four steps of action that will help you to always seek the purpose and find what is your purpose. Step one, pray for clarity. Brother and sister, it is imperative that you spend time in prayer asking God to reveal your purpose. Don't think that you came to this earth with no purpose, because if God allowed you to be here, brother and sister, you have a purpose. Step two, meditate on the scripture. Brother, it is important that you take time to read the Bible. Reflect, just like we read on Jeremiah 29:11, and let the promise of God's plan sink in. Let the promise of God's plan sink in your life, because it is important that you realize that God has a plan for you. Step three, journal your thoughts. It is very, very helpful to write down your passions and gifts. How might this align with God's calling? If you have a gift or to sing, use that for the God purpose, or maybe to serve, or maybe to teach, whatever might be that gift, just write it down and meditate and pray for it, because it's part of God's purpose. Step four, take a step of faith. Wow. Try volunteering in your community or a church to explore your gift in action. This is important, brother and sister, because the church is kind of like the school that will help you to develop that gift, that talent that you have. You might be good at serving others, or maybe teaching the Bible, or maybe visiting those who are in need Or perhaps you might be good in going to mission to bring the gospel to some people that haven't heard it yet. Whatever might be your gift, put it in God's hands, and He will bless you and guide you. God bless you today and tomorrow.